Okay, yesterday we were doing a whole bunch of topics regarding Karchakos and was it packet 16? Was it right? 16? So I mentioned yesterday that there was another packet that I made. I was trying to find it, so it's 16D. If you look at 16D, so you'll see the story on 16D. Because we mentioned that there are two shitas, right? In the Rishonim about Mekomos HaMechusim. One sheet is that there's no din of Mekomos HaMechusim. In other words, when the woman's a nida, you could look at every place except the vaginal area. And when she's not a nida, there's no limitation whatsoever. That was the one sheet. The other sheet is no, that when she's a nida, there's an issur of Mekomos HaMechusim, it means any part of the body that's normally covered up. And when she is not an Ida, then the vaginal area is still usur. So the question is that there seems to be a contradiction in the poskim regarding this, because if you look in Hilchos Ishus here on packet 16D on page 2, let's see what it says. One second. You see, first on page 1, it has the din of Lo yistachal fi umek v'lo mekomos hamechusim bo. So the Shulchan Aruch has the din of mekomos hamechusim. But this packet also doesn't have everything that I wanted to. Because I wanted the. Okay, this packet doesn't have everything I wanted either. Okay, there's another packet. Okay, but you know, once we have this packet now, there are certain things here that Shlomo Kluger. Show Kluger on page 12 in this packet. Has a tshuva about the dover ish for isha should be made in dusa. His kote ima shetama belayla the haras lo yofia v'shadayim shelo v'shar mekomos hamechusima. There's the woman's anida, and the husband asked the wife if he could see her Makoma Samachusim. And he said to her that if she doesn't do that, then he's going to be Motzi Zera. So is she allowed to do that? So he won't be Motzi Zera, that she'll stand in front of him, you know, basically naked, so he won't be Motzi Zera during the Mei Didusa. So he says that maybe it should be okay, because he says the Stachos Mekom HaSamchusim is only a Din D'Rabbanan, and Hatzah Zera is more Chomer. So maybe better that he should be able to see Mekom HaSamchusim, which is a less of a thing than to be Motzi Zera. So, but then he says, maybe it's not so precaution, because he says that but then he says, if he says near the Hua Din Hachal Hefach, gave it out so zero batal eight olav beforesh. We'll have a shear on that, you know, about what's the chomer of Hotzah Zara Vatala. It's not a lav in the Torah like eating treif. So then maybe you're on the same level. Okay, so but in the end, he says, "There lahachmi shelo tishma lo ha'ish shel ba'al asaski," that he shouldn't, she should not do that. Shel b'kol matan hanchusim. So, b'kitzer, the general practice is to be machmir on Koma Samachusim, not just the Osamokum. And in terms of the other area about when she's not Anida, so the difference is the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, which is not in this practice. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim is machmir not to look at the Osamokum even when she's not Anida, and the Ramah and Ebenezer says, quotes the Rambam verbatim, that Menashik Mechol Mokum Sheyirtza, which Pashas means, therefore, he could look at the Osa Mokum when she's not an Ina. So, different people have different approaches of how to deal with this opinion. So, you know, when somebody's getting married and needs the guidance, and then that's the time to discuss, you know, how to deal with that particular shaila. Okay. In 16a, we have the kishut b'mei dusa. Is a woman allowed to dress up when she's a Nida? What do we say that she's going to dress up? That might begar the Yitzhara. So the Gemara says here in Shabbos Avodah with Meis, but the Tanya Adava ben Yidas the Kedem Yisharu Omer Shalot Tichov Shalot Tifkos Shalot Tkashik. So it said, does Kane Mishonim said that she shouldn't wear makeup, she shouldn't wear colorful clothing. Uh, And that's learned out from a pasuk, Vadova Bridosa. Shalotichol, she should be not, she shouldn't be so attractive to him, Bimei Nidusa. Achabora Mikiva, and says, no, you can't have a god al baila. It's not good. It didn't say baila magarsha. Whereas it could cause strain on their relationship. So maybe it's not such a good thing. El matal mudlova radova minidosa minidosa teya shatova b'maim. So dova minidosa is nothing to do with the first pshat of the Gemara. Is dova minidosa means you should look unattractive during this time. But the other pshat means that she's always a nida until she goes to the mikveh. Nothing, you know. So that's the question: where, how should she, you know, dress? Be made nidusa. So let's take a look. So if you take a look at the tour on page 9, so he writes here, V'roila shetiyachet begodim limei nidusa. Right, so there's a concept in the Gemara of bigdei nidus, that they used to have special clothing that the woman would wear. As I told you, Bizman Chazal, when a woman was a nida, that was public knowledge. Everyone knew, the whole community knew. Because you had to know if a woman is going to sit on a chair, she's going to sit on the bench in the park. And now she gets up, you want to sit on that bench. So you have to know whether she was tummy before. Because now you're going to become tummy. And then you want to eat kachim or something like that. So it was a public thing. The reason today it's private is because it only has to do with intimacy, so which is a private thing. So then the whole nida thing became a private thing. But Bizman Chazal, nothing to do, it wasn't only to, intimacy was one fraction of what it had to do with. But nidus was more had to do with Tumah V'Tahara. That was most of what it had to do with. So that was a public thing. A person has to know, can I sit in this bench? Can I sit on this table? Or can I pick up this fork? Or she's just touched it. So maybe there was a concept of big de nidus, that this was her nida clothing. So obviously, therefore, it was a public thing. And that's what the Torah writes in page 9. Roy loshet tiyached begodim nida nidusa. And that's the Gemara, the Torah, the Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara in Ksubas and Kedushin. Chuchzika nida b'shchinoseha b'ayla lo ke'ala. Chuchzika nida b'shchinoseha sher'u'a loveshes bigdei nidus. Right? In other words, if a woman is wearing bigdei nidus, so she has a chazakah that she's a nida. So if the husband would cohabit with her, he would get malchus. Because how can we give him malchus? We don't know that she's a nida. She was wearing nida clothing. And then we have Adam that they were together. So if you have a, right, the Gemara says, so klei v'sarfim on chazakas. Was there was a concept? It's a concept of chazaka. We have a chazaka that she's a nida. She's wearing nida clothing. So therefore, if the husband would be ba'al leha, he would get malchus because she's muchzak as a nida. As I said, the nida was a public thing. She basically is like putting out a sign when she's wearing these clothing that I want everyone to know that I'm a nida. now. That's what basically it was. And today it's just the opposite, as I explained to you why it's different. But take a look on page 10 in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Roy Lashet Yachein Lab Godim Gemein Didusa. They should use Shneim Zochim Tamid Shehinida. They should always remember this way. You'll see she wears this dress. Everyone, she knows that that's Anida. And then in Halacha Tes it says, "Bekoshi itiru lo his kashet b'bei nidusa, el kidei shelo tisgan el baila." He said, the koshi with difficulty to be permitted. Right, we just said before that there was two opinions in the Gemara. How should she dress during Midas? One opinion says that she should dress down. Not to, and Rabbi Akiva said, no, what are you talking about? And he's not going to, it's going to cause him to be to be not happy with his wife. And that could be a shalom bias issue. So Rabbi Kiva says she shouldn't, she should not dress down. So the, Bryce is Shabbos on the Alan of the Bay, so that's the Machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Bekoshi hitiru this kashi." And the Gra says, "After the Rabbi Akiva." Because if you take a look at the Ovos de Reb Nosson, on page 4, is there siyak shasra Torah? Yochel yichab. The siyak, they made a siyak. So he says, Yochel tirchas b'fanev tilchol e'neha talmud lomar hadav b'nidasa kol yom yishe b'nidasa tiyye b'nidoy. Mekan amro kol hamravelis atzma b'nidasa ruach hachamim noche heimena. So the Ovos de Reb Nosson says that if a woman is, if after looks unattractive to the husband, then Ruach HaChamim Noche Imena. That the Chamim are like this Hanhaga. So how does that fit in with the Machloikis in the Gemara and Shabbos? So first glance, that's the first opinion, that Zakenim Rishonim says that she shouldn't dress up. So that seems to us to have nothing. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, this is even according to Rabbi Akiva. Where's Rabbi Akiva? Yeah, take a look at the Gaon here. Mashmah dafta Rabbi Akiva mitkamer ein ruach hachamim. It says even according to Rabbi Akiva that says that it's still a praiseworthy thing. So he said, Rabbi Kiva says that you shouldn't be Nuskada, but even Rabbi Kiva would be masking that, you know, it's we had to give a, it's a heter b'shas chachat type of thing. But if you look at the Torah Shlomim at the bottom, he quotes the Yerushalmi, says this is Rabbi Akiva the Shitaso. Because if you look in the Mr. Rabbi Akiva saying that she shouldn't dress down, right? Because then the husband might divorce her. So we know the famous Mishnah in Gittin on page 3. That he says, if you matzah cheres non menas, you could divorce her. So he says, Asya is the Canaan, Kirim Hashamri, the Rabbi Akiva can be still. So Rabbi Akiva is like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, "Afik dicha tafshilo." So he's saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, he could divorce her even in not such great reasons. So therefore, she has to make sure that she always is looking, you know, in a good way, so he shouldn't think, you know. The kids are. So back in the Torah Shlomim here on page 10, he says, so again, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Akiva is the Shitaso. The Rabbi Akiva says you should always dress up nicely. During here, you may need this. And that's Rabbi Akiva the Shitaso that says that you can divorce your wife even if he finds an Isha Noemi Mena, Yigashena. So, therefore, of course, she should always dress up nicely. Well, since we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, it came to Asura Luskashin. So then the Torah Shlomo says, so then, but we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva that even if you find Matzah Noahe Mena, you could divorce her. So then it should be also to dress up nicely. Because we don't have such a heter to get divorced for such a flippant reason. Still, even if you can't divorce us, still they want that he should be happy. And that's right. So it doesn't have to be that you could get to, you know, even if you wouldn't be able to divorce her, still she should dress up nicely, so he should be happy. So, because, you know, so even Rabbi Akiva, so it says the woman dresses down, you know. So that was the overture of Nafsu there. Okay, Mikitzer. the Shulchan Aruch says Bekoshi Tirula. But they were Matir, but Bekoshi Tirula. Then there's the Sefer Lechem Simla from Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a famous Sefer at Hilchos Nid on page 13. So he writes here, picture of Torah Shlomo. Lo yadadi miyan yotzal nam tam zeh lo atam ufurish lehedya avu miyad shlom tizkan al baylo v'tara im bovesh v'gadim shlom vosem v'bid av yesh b'zayn avkuz al dina v'yini yezin asir le perushal lo shen tizkan al baylo haino shlom tu bash miyad tarasa v'gadim shen islach lo b'mein yidusa. He's a near partial deep load of Rossum. Okay. So, one second. So, Mekitzer, just take a quick look for a second in the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look here in the Rosh Hashulchan on page 15, Kosev Rabbeinu Beis Yosef says, Roy lo shetitz yachad al gadol reidusa. So the Beis Yosef says that you should have special need of clothing, that she should be reminded that that they should remember. This will set off a trigger in their mind that she's a nida. But Sif Tes says, Koshi Tirlo Tzkashi Vedusa. Elkadeshlo Tzkad El Baila. Fiction of a sub paragraph of people first with more time after I've got him to Vedusa. In other words, Kadeshlo Tzkad El Baila. Pesh Rashi Shatira Vedara Vedarasa Begadim Shalof Shal Vedusa Tzkad El Baila. In other words, it seems to be a different reason that the Gemara gives for need of clothing. The Gemara gives reason for need of clothing. Kadeshul Lunaskan al Bible. Because he says like this, we don't want, you see, the man is always going to have a negative association with the clothing that his wife is wearing when she's a nida. Because that's the time that he's meruchuk from her. So psychologically, if he's going to see that she's wearing a certain clothing, be mainly dusa, and then she's going to wear that same dress when she's not even mainly dusa, in his mind, it's going to cause a negativity even when she's not an either. Because this is the clothing, he remembers, this is the clothing she wore when she was an either. So that's what the Gemara in Ksuba Samachay of the base says. Kadosh Luskainai Al Baila. And Rashi says over there, yeah, I'll show it to you here. It's in the packet. On page 2. Tano. He says, Amar Achav Hashem Tzkashim Mahem Mein Yidusa Kadosh Lo Nizgal Na Al Baila. And Rashi says, Bivei Tarasos Al Vez Begadim Shalosh and Mein Yidusa. So the Gemara and Rashi in Ksuba Samachem and Bey says, you're supposed to, so you should never wear your need, you should always have need the clothing. Why? Because we don't want you to have, wear the same outfit that she wore when she's a nida to wear it when she's not Anita, because then he's going to associate her with when she was Anita, even when she's not Anita, because he's going to associate, this is the clothing she wore when she's Anita, and now when she's wearing it when she's not Anita, that's going to cause a negative association. So that's how the Gemara seems. But the Beis Yosef says a different thing. He says that she should have special needa clothing, that he should, as a reminder that she's a needa, not this reason of that. Of course, if you're not going to have special needa clothing, then she's going to wear her needa clothing that she wears as a needa when she's not a needa, and that's going to cause a negative association. So these are two different reasons. So the Aruch HaShulchan is asking, what's the, why did Beis Yosef make up a different reason than what's in, when Rashi says in the Gemara? That's his question. Because in Achanami, there are two different Gemaras. Shamar Shatan's book, you call the name Yusuf Nishal Skana Love. Kenem Hukzugu need of Shredu Sell, the rule of Esmond, the stumble of Esmond, the deduce of Gdon, the Roman Lom Kushotim. So it seems that there are two different Gemaras here of why do you have special need of clothing. Either you have special need of clothing to as a reminder that she's a Nida. And those probably are not so nice clothing. And then the idea is that we don't want her to wear Nida clothing when she's not a Nida, because then it'll have a negative association, even if they're nice clothing. Even if they're nice clothing. But if she's going to wear the clothing that she wore when she's a Nida at a different time in the month, then he's going to have a negative association of her, because he's going to associate these clothing with her Nidas. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan Chav Beis wants to say that, you know, it's a psychological thing. Now, some women, they're going to see their woman. In other words, these need the clothing could be nice. But even though they're nice, he's going to have a negative association with the nice clothing, because she's going to wear that same nice clothing even when she's not a need. But not everyone is going to have this negative association. So then they'll have dafka wear, you know, not nice clothing, and that'll be just for the main needers. So okay, different. Different ideas here. But the kids are, it's the Shulchan Aruch says, "Koshi hitiru lo." So today the minhag is not to wear needed, special needed clothes, because it's not considered tsanua bizman hazeh because we don't have tumah v'tara. So a woman doesn't wear special need of clothing. If you go back for a second, in the Lech of a Simla, back to the where we started. Where he discusses the idea of nida clothing. He says, so the Shulchan Aruch says again that the nida clothing are that they should. Well, no, that this is the outfit for mimei nidusa, right? The other reason is the reason that Rashi gives is that we don't want her to have, because if he has a clothing, she only wears bimei nidus, so then it'll only be bimei nidus. But if she has wears something that she wears bimei nidus that she also wears another time, it'll have that negative association. So he says, so he has a nafkamina between the different reasons here in the Lech of the Simla. Yesh kamen afkusus ladina. The idea is that yesh lo b'svila yipimusha shalom nizgana alo bayla hainu shalom tilbash b'mei tarasa b'gadim shenislach v'u b'mei nidusa. Fizeh nera poshat d'im orosa b'gufa rak shenorosa kesem yinei fiyat. So he says something about there'll be a stain on the clothing, literally. And that's going to be, you know, there was not just psychologically that this was the outfit. The clothing will get dirty. But what if she only had a kesem? She didn't have a real rear. What if she just saw a kesem? Does she have to change into need the clothing? He says, if he had time shalot tisgana, ain't it tzarech lahasir me'alev begodim shehimu lubeshes behenata. Filulbosh big day nidusa. So he says, according to the Rishon Shalom, it's Gaina al Baila. So, meaning, because he's literally going to see that the clothing are dirty. So these clothing, it's just a kesem. He's not going to see much. So she wouldn't be. But according to the reason that they should remember that she's Anita, so then, as if it's a physical thing that the clothing got dirty, so that if it's a, just a kesem, it hardly gets on the clothing. So then she wouldn't have to change. But if it's a, something that you need to be reminded that this is, that you're Anita now, so then you'd have to have the special Anita clothing, as long as I'll be did, she's tame, even though the clothing are not muluchlochem. Then it's gonna. Okay, one last thing. Is there is a question is there any difference between harchakas during the time that during the Zayin Nikiyim versus when she just got her period? Pasha says until she goes to the mikvah, she's a nida. So no difference between during the Zayin Nikiyim, she's also a nida d'oraisa. She chayav karis if you boil during the mikvah. But the thing is, Rashi says here on page 18, it got to be certain harchakas. He says, "I know Yisrael Hoshi Mafteh Miyado Bimeini Dusa." You see, and Tosis points out in Mizmei Chazal, they would go to the women would go to the mikveh twice, after the Daraisa, after the 7 days, and then after the whole Zayin Nikiyim. So, and it's interesting. Rashi writes here, page 19, that he would give her the wine or whatever, and he said he did it be mainly buna. So it's Rashi's mashma that there's differences between Bimei Nida and Bimei Libuna, which is very, very paladic because she's a Nida either way. So why should we have any differences that Bimei Nida is more chomer than, like, in other words, not passing the key, maybe it's only Bimei Nidusa and not Bimei Libuna. So the Hechi Tesi that there should be such a. And take a look in on page 23 in the Ramah. Kol elar chaka sarich lachem baby baby dusa baby baby buna. Look at the Ramah. Yesh omer deim lachem baby baby buna. To be mainly buna, you don't have to be machmir be in israchili mo b'kayim. So that's a pella because she's still the same chomer anida. During the time that she's bleeding, and then during the Zayin Nikiyim, and the Marshal writes here on page 24. There's maybe it's only you could say that because the minig was to go to the mikvah before the Zayin Nikiyim. So it'd be the Raisa, she finished Tanita. So the Rabbanon, so maybe that's why Rashi was Mekel. Any Rashi Mekel Rashi, right? Maybe it only makes sense if you go to the mikveh. If you will go to the mikveh like we don't do today, a woman doesn't go twice to the mikveh every cycle, once after the Daraisa and once after the Rabbanon. So as we said, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Epes has a big chiddush here in the Dibros Moshe. That he's medayik, no, that it's Rashi was only machmir not to pass the key and be main nidusim and not be nibuna, even though she didn't go to the mikvah. Afshe b'zmanein ain regilas lipo. She Rashi b'chal be main nidusim and main nibuna. So what's the pshat? So apparently, there's an extra. An extra hachaka be made. So did be etzem hilchas tumas nida, page 28, second column. So tichov or tichlos lo titchashi mshum shanida he can menudo lze. Hula rak nida he is certain af nida pnuy who didn't ze. It's a special din of nida that you have to be machit. Nothing to do with the chomer of hilchas nida. Nida means menuda, meruchak. So those only applied, and according to the Kainim Rishonim, Moshe says that were that since she can't dress up, that's only been made Nida, will be named Lumuna, because Nida has is a din in the Chomer of Issacharis, but it's also an added halacha of Meruchak. Ruchak. And therefore those halachas maybe only apply. So according to Rashi, maybe the halacha of passing and things like that is only during that time, even though there's no difference that we don't go to the mikveh in between. But the idea you don't pass because you're Ruchak, or you wear the gadim that are not so nice. That's how Rav Moshe. It could be that's the Pasha Pshat and Rashi, that he has these chumras only if he may do so. So Bekitzer. That's what he writes here on page 30 from the Rebbe Yosef. The Rebbe Moshe B'chadish is mainly Buddha Muto Lalis Kashik. And he says it's then also for Anita Pnuya that she shouldn't dress up because it's nothing to do with the Din Karis. It has to do with that Anita is Maruchok. And therefore, even a single girl would be Anita. I mean, we don't follow these things, so. Okay, so I don't know how relevant it is, this man has that. You know, of these things. But you should be aware, I mean, some people have this thing of a special pin they wear, a nida pin that you should know. But most people don't have these, you know, and for a kid, you know, it's considered very private. And this man has that it's only no gaya for Isha Abayla, and it's not Nogaya for Paris. But But you did have that discussion of whether she's allowed to dress up, dress down, or the fact that she has need of clothing. But the point is that need of Bisman HaGemara was a very public thing. And that's why she had big day need, this Rashi says. And she was considered, and you can give him, if the Edom saw a man and a woman together, and then they saw us, just today she was wearing big day needus. Or yesterday she's wearing big day needus, whatever, they can give malchus because that's considered a hazaka. That if a woman goes in the street with big day needus, and everyone knew what the big day needus were, then she's buchsak to be a needa. I mean, you could, just like the Gemara says, how do we know that a husband and wife are married? Because somebody moves in the community, right? And they say they're husband and wife. And you see them walking together. They go home together. You weren't at their wedding. You don't know that they're husband and wife. You don't know them from Adam. They moved in. But the fact that they're like that, they create a chazaka. They create a chazaka. And therefore, if the woman would be with another man, then we could give, we consider her an Eishes Ish, Shezinza, because the chazaka created the status. Chazaka created the status. Okay, Rabbosai, so that's what we discussed today. So Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue at the same time, 10 o'clock. We'll say hello to Ezra Hagler and Yoni and MZ and Natan and Barak and Josh, Max and Ben.